Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Pollitt. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Howie Pollitt. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Seminick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Corky Valentine. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Corky Valentine. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. Bell moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. Cooper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Post out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corky Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valentine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Borkowski throws the ball into Adams, who tags Banks trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Temple reaches second base with a double. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corky Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pollitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. Talbot hits a line drive towards first. Kluszewski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Reds. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Corky Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive towards third. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Morgan pinch hits for Howie Pollitt. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 3 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Post hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Borkowski moves to second. It's 5-1, Reds. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 3 in the game. Semenek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Baker takes first base on ball 4. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.